If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll read verses 1 through 4. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, you will begin the new year in a great way with an anticipation of being a better servant of the Lord, maybe even from what you've experienced this past year. Diane and I will not be here next Sunday, but we pray that we will. I would have probably delayed this message maybe until that point. We're going to be in L.A., Lower Alabama. We're going to be in the lower part of Alabama, in Dothan, Alabama, beginning next Sunday, in a gospel meeting there, which is, for us, it's seemingly unusual that you would begin the new year in that fashion, but some places that maybe it's a little bit warmer than this environment here, there's a tendency for those things to happen earlier in the year, which is a great thing. Good way to begin the new year. When you think about the book of Genesis chapter 2, chapter 3, and chapter 4, the family is the third relationship. The second one is marriage. And from all implications, the first one is a relationship with God. That was what was so important then. And when you think about this first family that came into existence in the book of Genesis chapter 2 and 3, and even into chapter 4, there was some challenging moments for the marriages that was there, the marriage that was there, the trouble that existed. And then the children and what happened in the chapter 4 with Cain and Abel. And as a result of that, this seems to be the family that most people would look at and say, well, you might not want to follow that pattern. Because there seems to be some dishonor that's associated with what takes place in the marriage and also with regarding the children, where one child kills the other. So we would say we want to stay away from that. We wouldn't want to mimic that. We would not want to copy or duplicate that at all. All because of one thing that family needed that they did not demonstrate very well, and that's the idea of honor. The idea of honor in a family. Which, if that were to be practiced, then there would be definitely something to be said regarding how sacred this relationship is. The idea of honor. And that happens to be one of the things that's missing quite often. And a lot of families, is the idea of honor. And you see it in divorces. You see it where there are two people who live together. And some people are considering that to be a family. There's even one person, one adult, male or female. And there are children that are there with this one adult, and they call that a family. And there's gay marriages. And there's children that are born out of wedlock. And there's all kinds of dishonesty and filthiness and criticism and hatred and bitterness that seems to play in the lives of so many families. And we look at that and how dishonoring that is. And therefore, as a result of that, we can see how honor is so much an absence in the lives in so many different families. And therefore, for some people, this idea of family is not really sacred because of the honor that's not there. What are we going to do about that? What part are we going to play to make sure that we're finding ourselves becoming to be what God wants this family to be? And not having a family where there's a lot of hitting and yelling and screaming and killing that takes place. Well, I want you to think about something in the New Testament that is found in the book of Matthew chapter 15. In Matthew chapter 15, there's something that takes place where you see in this, there's a need for honor. And we won't read all of verse 1 to verse 9, but there's a problem that these Pharisees have about Jesus' disciples who were eating with unwashed hands. And now, as a result of that, Jesus has a difficulty with that because, as he states in verse 3, why do you transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, honor thy father and mother, and he that speaks evil of father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, that wherewith thou mightest have been profited by me is given to God. He shall not honor his father, and you have made void the word of God because of your tradition, you hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. And we usually make a reference to that passage regarding how people have dishonored the worship of God and just used tradition as a means of finding themselves in some way trying to please God. But there's more in this text than just talking about worship. And that is this point here, that is the dishonor that they are showing by placing more emphasis upon making sure you wash your unclean hands rather than showing the attention that you should to a family and how sacred that is by showing the honor in that family that should be shown. And he says, as a result of that, you're dishonoring me, and all that you're doing is putting on a show. It's just a facade. Really what you're doing is fake, because he says, your heart is far from me, verse 8. All you're doing is following the traditions of men. That's all you're doing. And there's a point in that that we need to think about. Whenever there is dishonor toward a family or in a family, there's going to be dishonor toward God. The honor in a family brings about the honor of God. You have honor in your house, you're going to have honor in the house of God. You want honor in the White House, you're going to have honor in the house that you live in. You want honor for other people's houses, then you're going to have honor in your own house. If all that is missing, none of that is there, then you're going to have chaos, you're going to have confusion, and we're going to ruin how sacred this relationship really is. And that's the point that you're looking at here in this particular instance in Matthew chapter 15. It's a matter of honor for who honor is due. And it comes first from the family. And the reason is because we're leaving a legacy of shame and disrespect, or we're leaving a legacy of admiration and also the idea of appreciation. Yet when you look at this idea of honor, this honor is something that brings about how sacred this relationship of family is all about. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. And what Thomas read to us a while ago in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. All of these passages talk about honor. And all of these things to help us understand that this is the first commandment. I thought this is very interesting. The first commandment with promise. That you'll be living well on the earth. And for the people in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy, it's to the land in which they're going into. You have honor in your family, and then you're going to find yourself living in a land that's going to be bringing to you wonderful blessings as a result of that honor that's there. And then when you see what he says here in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, that honor needs to continue to exist from in every single generation, under every and any law. While all these other parents are out here trying to get their children to sit up so they can eat their food, and while all these other parents are trying to get their children to get off the phone so they can talk to them, and while all these other parents are trying to struggle to see what they can do to appease their children so that they will keep them from rebelling, and while all these other parents are trying to get some kind of heart in their child to desire to want to worship God, we as parents, we as families ought to be honoring. We ought to be demonstrating this first commandment with promise. That's what's going to be so crucial. Sometimes we think about this idea of honor as just a matter of obedience. But it means more than obedience. I want you to turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 48. This is Joseph. Joseph, and Genesis chapter 48, verse 12, brings his sons to the feet, or to the hands, you might say, of Jacob, the father. In verse 12, Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took both Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel, or Jacob, stretched out his hand toward both of these children. There is no indication at all, no implication that what Joseph is doing is by virtue of a command by his father. Bring your children to me. Do this to me. I command you to obey me. Joseph does this out of honor for his father, his wisdom, his experience. He shows him kindness. He shows him great respect. He shows him goodness. He shows his care. He shows his support. He shows him that you are the one that has helped me all through this, and therefore I'm coming to you with this great honor. Honor because of what you've done to show us honor toward God. I think it's important for us to understand that just the definition of what honor is. Whether you use the word in the Old Testament or you use the word in the New Testament, it's the same definition. It's placing a value. It's putting esteem towards something. And in a family, there's a lot of that needs to take place. And I'm not talking about this idea of we're bestowing upon everybody in our family these certificates and these recognitions and all these kind of recognitions of where it is we give them these awards for this and awards for that. So I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about just the idea of honoring for the position, honoring of God, honoring of authority, honoring of who these people are. The honor of that in a family is so absent. It's not there. The support, the good manners, the kindness, the courtesy, the respect, all of those things that should bring about thoughtfulness on the part of everybody in the family, it's just absolutely gone. And as a result, you can see what happens when you go to work every day. And you go to school. And you play for a ball team on the ball field. And you go to Walmart, to the store. And you go to your civic club meeting. All these particular situations and scenarios, you see it's very obvious as to whether there's been any honor or dishonor that's come out of this family. Therefore, we need some real good examples. We need some good patterns to show us what a sacred relationship called a family is all about. This happens to be a few. The book of Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, with Abraham. That God saw what Abraham was doing. Had a house full of justice and righteousness. God knew that was what he was doing. The case in the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. The honor is toward God and saying, what we're going to do in our house, we're going to worship the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. He's going to be the one that we'll honor above everything else. Even Hannah in the book of 1 Samuel 1, verse 11. The child that she was looking forward to bear into this world would be the one that she said, I'll give unto the Lord for his service. The honor that she would give to God. Even young Mary in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 38, when the word came from the angel that she would bear the Son, Jesus Christ, she said, be it according to your word. The honor given to God because this is what he wanted. And then there's this case in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 with Eunice and Lois, the mother and the grandmother of Timothy. Paul talked about in that verse how it was, I've noticed your unfeigned faith, which first came about through Eunice and Lois, and I'm persuaded that's in you too. All these instances of showing honor that should be duplicated. These are the patterns that we should follow. How are you going to do that? Well, the first thing you would do and showing how sacred your family is and that relationship is make sure that you honor God. Just make sure that you honor God for what he did, for what he is doing, for what he will do. When you look in the scriptures, in the book of Ephesians 6, in 2 Timothy 1 and 2 Timothy 3 and all those instances that we looked at a while ago, specifically 2 Timothy, who is Eunice and Lois honoring? They're honoring their faith in God. If honor in your family is going to bring about how sacred your family is, it's when there's a mother and a father in that family who is honoring God first. That's the way it's going to come to their children. If you notice in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, this phrase, provoke not your children to wrath. Do you know what provokes a child to wrath? It's when there are people in that family who dishonor God. That's what provokes them to wrath, when there's no one in there that demonstrates this. And all they do just becomes to be like Matthew 15. They just say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, I believe in the Bible. That's just what they did in the book of Matthew 15. It's just tradition. No heart in it, no honor at all. And as a result, they're leaving a legacy of dishonor and lack of respect and courtesy and kindness toward God. You see, if a child were to be given the opportunity, your child, were to be given the opportunity to describe the legacy of their dad, what would they say? The legacy of their dad. If they were to be given the opportunity to describe the legacy of their mother, what would they say? And if they were to give them the opportunity to describe the legacy of God, what would they say? Hopefully it would have some content of honor there. If you go with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. In Proverbs chapter 1, you'll notice something that's stated in verse 7 of this chapter. And it really sets the tone for everything else that goes on in this book, where he says in verse 7, the fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge, but the foolish despise wisdom and instruction. The beginning of wisdom. The parents in this relationship who honor God leave a trail of wisdom that comes from God. And then you see the end of verse of this chapter, verse 32 says, for the backsliding of the simple shall slay them, and the careless ease of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell securely and shall be quiet without fear of evil. That sounds a whole lot like Ephesians 6, verse 2. Verse 33 sounds a whole lot like Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother, and it shall be well with thee, and thou shalt live long upon the earth. Whether we give honor or dishonor comes about because of who we as parents become to be. We honor God or we dishonor God. We leave the trail that what we're doing is trying to please God in all this. We're not seeing what we can do to obey our children. And I think that's a very interesting point to remember, and that is when we're talking about honoring God, we're not talking about seeking the approval of the children. We're talking about seeking the approval of God and all the many things that a parent's supposed to do to bring about the honor. That's what Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 really began these commandments with. He says, you need to make sure that you're serving God, and Him only will you serve, and that there'll be no other gods before me. And in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, that was what Paul encouraged these Thessalonians to do, is to make sure that they continue to remove themselves from all the false gods that they were following previously, in anticipation of the time in which they're going to be with Jesus. Honoring, favoring what God wants, emphasizing that is the most important thing in life, more so than popularity, more so than finances, more so than position, more so than power, more so than sports, more so than comfort. These have to be the goals. These happen to be the goals of all the people in the world. And they're not honoring the things that they should be in their family. They're dishonoring God. Honoring God is pleasing Him. It's not what pleases the child. Let me show you an example of this. Over in the book of 1 Samuel, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3, there happens to be an instance where there was someone who should have been, and you would think would have been more likely to have shown honor in a family like a priest. It's, we would say, like a preacher or an elder. Their family surely is going to be the ones who are going to demonstrate how important it is to have a sacred relationship of a family with honoring God. Watch this in verse 29 of 1 Samuel chapter 2. Wherefore, keep ye at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honor thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Therefore, Jehovah the God of Israel says, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now, Jehovah says, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. What is stated by God regarding what Eli has done in dishonoring God, really some parents would take offense at. Because he is stating to him his honor for his children above honor for God. It's almost as if to say he would rather be their buddy, he'd rather be their friend, he'd rather be someone that really is not a parent, but is just a good friend of theirs. If you want honor in the long run, folks, you have to understand you cannot be liked in the short run. You're going to have honor in a family. And that's something Eli was understanding, in many cases too late. You have to raise a family on a standard that is based upon God, not a standard that's based upon the world, and especially in the minds of an immature child. You can't lower yourself to that standard. You got to come up to the standard which God wants honor in a family to be demonstrated so that you'll have a sacred relationship. Those people in a family that honor God discipline. They correct. They instruct. Those people in the family that honor the child forsake it. They let it go. But the book of Proverbs chapter 29 verse 15 talks about how that when you let all that go, that becomes a shame to the mother. The book of Proverbs 13 verse 24 says, you need to make sure you become to be the one who does not spare that rod, but that you will discipline diligently. And that word diligently in the Hebrew is to the point that you would be willing to go to the point of exhaustion in regarding the discipline that needs to be given so that honor could be there. Honor toward God is the first thing. Honor toward God's instructions. Or the second key ingredient to making sure your marriage, or excuse me, your family is sacred. Think about it from this standpoint. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, you will notice the things that God states through Moses about what the people of Israel need to know as they travel from this point into the land of Canaan. Chapter 6, verse 1. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the ordinances which Jehovah your God commands to teach you, that you might do them in the land where there you go over to possess it. That thou mightest fear Jehovah thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life. That thy days may be prolonged. Where have you heard that phrase? Where have you heard something like that before? You heard it in Exodus 20, verse 12. You heard it in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, the chapter just before this. And you hear it again in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Keep these statutes and these ordinances. Honor your family. Have honor in your family through listening and honoring God's instructions, besides honoring God himself. And what value is this? Verse 24. To fear Jehovah our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as at this day. And it shall be righteousness unto us if we observe to do all this commandment before Jehovah our God as he commanded us. It's going to be for your good. For your good always. That's exactly what you're talking about regarding having a sacred family relationship is honoring God in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5 and Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Listen to these instructions. Follow through with them. Understand, this is the model. Or in other words, this is the thing that the parents should be modeling in verse 1. Follow these instructions. Do them diligently. In other words, you've got to catch a hold of it before anybody else in the family catches a hold of it. And that's exactly what you see in the case with Acts chapter 1, verse 1, when it talked about Jesus both beginning to do and to teach. And then three chapters later in the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 13, when they notice all the conduct and the attitude of these disciples, what did they say about them? They looked at them, watching what they did, and they said, they've been with Jesus. They have been with Jesus. Sacred relationship called the family comes about as a result of people who in that family honor God's instructions. And then when they leave that house, they watch these people, what they do. They say, they've been with their parents. They've been with their parents. As a result, they've either honored God or they've dishonored God. One of the two. And when you look at all that takes place in here, in this text, in verse 7, these parents are to give these instructions diligently. It's an ongoing thing. It never stops. And there's all kinds of opportunities and places where that's to be done. If honor's going to come out of a family, that voice of God has got to be heard over and over in the ears of all those people in it. Over and over. They've got to hear this voice of God. Because when they go out of that house, they're hearing all these other voices. And the voice of God is competing against all those voices out here in the world. And who's going to get the greatest attention? The voice of God or the voice of the people in the world? Therefore, you got to talk to them. Give them the rules. But you also got to have them make a discussion about that. Because when you look at verse 20, you've got to have time and discussion about some of the things that people question in your family. Why this and why that? How come this way? Why not this way? And in verse 20 of the book of Genesis chapter 6, you're getting an understanding that you need to do this for a particular reason. To let them know that God is the one that you honor. And then God's instructions are the one that we honor just right behind that. They're so important for us to follow. Let me show you something. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, where honor begins at home, in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to notice these verses. And see, in the first two verses, something very similar to what we've already talked about earlier. My son, do not forget my law, and let the heart keep my commandments. Already, he's talking about honoring the commands. Why? Verse 2, therefore you're good, length of days and years of life. Sounds a lot like Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And he says, I will give peace to thee. And notice verse 3. Let not kindness and truth be forsaken. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the tablet of thy heart. What's the benefit of that? Verse 4. Find favor, good understanding in the sight of God and man. What's your greatest trust? Verse 5, Jehovah. Not your own understanding. Let him always direct your paths, verse 6. And then notice in verse 8, honor God, honor Jehovah with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine own increase. How do you learn that? Where do you learn honor Jehovah with what it is you possess? You learn it at home. Honor first begins at home. And you might even talk about the negative, that dishonor starts at the very same place. Therefore, we got to come up with an answer to this question. What kind of family relationship do we look forward to having? Sacred or not? One that has to do with honor or one that has to do with dishonor? And if you were to read a lot of other passages in the book of Proverbs, you'll gain a lot more wisdom as to how the instructions of God are honoring your family. Honoring God with these instructions is what keeps us from losing half our families, but it helps us gain more of them in the future. It brings about some zealous people called Christians for the future of the church to bring about the growth that the church needs. If we follow the idea that we want to be honoring God's instructions. And you know what the added blessing of this is? The added blessing of honoring God and honoring His instructions is the fact that these honorable families will honor others. Listen to this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Four quick sentences. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Now, how does that all happen? How does honoring all men happen? It happens when they first honor God and they honor His instructions. And those people in that family honor mercy, they honor grace, they honor kindness, they honor understanding, they honor the fact that you go beyond what it is that you're responsible to do. You just exceed and you do more than you're expected to do. You're honoring because you are the one that will find yourself following a value and a standard and a morality that is different than everybody else in the world. You honor those things. And when you honor those things, then you go out here into the world and people watch this. When you honor Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 and the things that you think about that are true and honest and just and pure and holy, then you honor that outside. And then when you honor the idea that you're going to go beyond what's expected in your family, then you're going to go beyond what's expected out there. And you're not going to go out here whining and crying and throwing fits on the floor at Kroger. And you're not going to go out here and whining and crying and complaining when you go to work, when you go to school, when you play on the ball field, and when you go driving in the car. You honor God, you honor those instructions, and then as a result of that, you see it honored in all these other places, especially toward other people. And those people that you meet and you greet at the Rotary Club meeting, they will know. If honor toward God and toward His instructions were demonstrated and taught to you, because they will see it as you relate to them. And you will either whine and cry and complain and pitch fits and be critical and bitter, or else you will be merciful, understanding, courageous, bold, and kind to the point that you'll go beyond what's expected. In other words, the honor you show that's been given to you is what you're going to show out here somewhere else. And every family that's going to be sacred is going to have to honor every spouse in that family, every child in that family, every parent in that family. And when they do, they're going to honor the authorities. They're going to honor the police. They're going to honor the king. They're going to honor the church. They're going to honor the elderly. They're going to honor the boss. They're going to honor the coach. They're going to honor all these places where these people are that they meet. And you put those kind of people out of that family that honors into the community, into a church, and into some workplace, and that group of people, wherever they are going to be so glad that those people came out of that family. Because everybody benefits because the honor that comes out of your family, because they've learned it. You don't go out here in this world with selfishness. You don't go out here in this world with indifference. You don't go out here in this world with entitlement. And you don't go out here in this world with complaining and bickering. You go out here in this world with honor. It all comes from knowing the honor for God first and the honor for His instructions. And there's a wonderful thing that you will see that comes as a benefit and result of this. when you look at the book of 3 John, verse 4. And 3 John, verse 4, it says, greater joy have I none than this, to hear my children walking in the truth. Children and grandchildren following along with what verse 4 says. All because of honoring God, honoring His instructions, and as a result, it's demonstrated in honor toward other people. Honorable families that want to be sacred will be honoring other people. And there's a great reciprocal consequence to this that I think we need to think about. Two things. Number one, whenever honor is instructed, displayed, and it's shown very well, the honor is returned to the ones who taught it and showed it. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, and it will be well with thee. Give honor to whom honor is due. There's a fairy tale told of this son who brought in his father at an older age, along with his wife and their four-year-old son. And the father was so old that some of his physical abilities were not as keen as they used to be. He'd sit at the table. He would start eating his food, and some of the food came out of his mouth. Some of the food never got out of the fork to his mouth. It just fell on the floor and on the table. And it disgusted the wife. And they thought, you've got to do better than this to sit at this table. Well, one day he was eating his food, and none of his food got out of the bowl into his mouth. All of it wound up on the floor. And what they did was they put him over in a corner in the same room at a little table. So that's the way you're going to eat. You're going to eat like that at your own table. And then the next thing you know, he really couldn't get anything to his mouth. And then all the food went into the floor. And not only that, one of the bowls fell off into the floor and broke. And they said, if that's the way you're going to eat, then we're going to build a trough. Because pigs eat better than you eat. And they built this trough. And they put it over in the corner and put his food in that trough. And made him bend down with his face and eat the food. The four-year-old son was noticing what was taking place. He went outside one day and was playing with some sticks, arranging them in an orderly fashion, and also some scrap pieces of wood. And the dad asked him, said, what are you doing? He said, I'm making a trough. Because I know that that's what you're going to have to eat out of someday. Well, and behold, the next day, they took the man out of the corner and put him back at the table and let him eat there for the rest of his life. Never complained. Never were frustrated. And never were critical of the way he ate. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4 says, let him first show godliness through their own household and to make some return to their parents. For this is pleasing in the sight of God. Honor to whom honor is due. Honor comes back to those people who show it and teach it. And then the second aspect of honor, its reciprocal consequence of this, is that honor prepares or blesses you with all of your life, for all of your life. That's what Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 says. That's exactly what you see in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. It's also found in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Those people who follow what it is that they are asked to do in their family to have a sacred relationship, and that is have honor, in the long run, they're going to have a long life. They're going to be blessed with the ability and preparation to go out in life and do what they need to do without bickering, complaining, feeling entitled. or being lazy. Yet if we dishonor that, if we dishonor what's stated in that passage, then we become to be the ones who have to deal with unemployment and poverty and hatred. And we're the ones who have to deal with the lack of dishonor. And we're the ones who have to deal with prison and trouble and bad health. All because we don't honor the way we should in a sacred family relationship. And we become to be just like the case in the book of Luke chapter 15 with the prodigal son, who was there, as it says in verse 14, who began to be in want, and no man gave unto him. We become to be the ones just like the prodigal son, and we learn a great big lesson about how dishonor in the family results in those kind of bad situations. That's why placing and honoring God, His law, in every single day of our life, in a family, in that relationship, it all begins there. Because if parents focus on all their other relationships in life and their friendliness with all these other people and their fulfillment in life that's so important to them and their happiness and their satisfaction and their selfishness, and they lose how important it is to mold the character of their children into being strong adults who honor God as His instructions, then we have bitterness and shame and hatefulness and killing and chaos. And churches are divided. Therefore, honoring is so valuable. Honoring God and honoring His instructions are so valuable. That's what brings about how sacred a family should be. If we would just be the ones who would honor God, then I really don't believe it would be very hard to be obedient to God. Because we're honoring what needs to be honored. And as a result, we obey without hesitation, without excuse, without shame. Amazing how that when we do that, how that God will honor us someday and say to us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." To be a member of the family of God is a great opportunity for people in this world that not many take advantage of. It comes about because an individual would hold God as the greatest priority in life and love with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind. Because that's the first great commandment. And that's what we'd encourage you to do, to follow Him. To be the one that would change your life and honor Him in a way that will be obedient. And say, "I want to be a Christian. I want to have all my sins washed away." And we'll take care of that in that pool of water back there. If that's your desire. Because honor to God and His instructions are what brings about honor and family. And therefore, what that implies is this: the best thing you could ever do for your family is be a Christian. So do what's right while you're listening to this song.